Random House Audio presents The Skyliners by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. Everybody in our part of the country knew of Black Fetchin', so folks just naturally stood aside when he rode into town with his kinfolk. The Fetchin' land lay up on Sinking Creek, and it wasn't often a Sackett got over that way, so we had no truck with one another. We heard talk of him and his doings, how he'd killed a stranger over on Caney's Fork, and about a fair string of shootings and cuttings running back 6 or 7 years. He wasn't the only Fetchin who'd worked up to trouble in that country, or down in the Flatland for that matter. It was a story told and retold how Black Fetchin' rode down to Tazewell and taken some kin of his away from the law. James Black Fetchin' his name was, but all knew him as Black, because the name suited. He was a dark, handsome man with a bold, hard-shouldered way about him, as quick with his fists as with a gun. Those who rode with him, like Tory Fetchin' and Colby Rafin, were the same sort. Me and Galloway had business over in Tazewell, or we'd never have been around those parts. Not that we feared Black Fetchin', or any man, but we were newly home from the western lands, and when we went to Tazewell, we went to pay off the last of Pa's debts. Pa had bad luck several years running, and owed honor debts we were bound to pay, so Galloway and me rode back from the Buffalo Plains to settle up. We had taken off to the western lands 2 years before, me 22 then and him 21. We worked the Santa Fe Trail with a freight outfit and laid track for a railroad mountain.